today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
So if you went to Peter's church and you weren't Jewish, he would tell you before he had an encounter with Jesus, even though he walked with Jesus, he had a stronghold and he was prejudiced. I'm going to say he was racist. If you were of a different nation or color, you couldn't go to his church before Acts chapter 10. And God used him to get people saved, which means you can be a hateful person, still in the house of the Lord, still doing what you need to do and say, I'm good, but not like other people, and let those things hinder you from being all that God wants you to be.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Bunker Buster Anointing. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Acts chapter 10, verses 34 through 38.
Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word I say to you, I say ye know, which is published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Come on, say amen. I like verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Y'all supposed to say amen. If God is with you, one of the things that will follow you is good deeds. You will do good in your community, in your church, in your world. And I'm praying that the anointing will fall on you even the more so we can do good. I'm doing a message, a series called Cultivating Mental Fullness. God wants you to start thinking ripe thoughts. The foliage of your thoughts need to be more green. The fruit of your thoughts need to be ripened. We need to see more fruit-bearing thoughts, fullness. I spoke this morning about identifying the stronghold or bunkers in your life, spiritual bunkers or spiritual strongholds. You want to get that message. Here is the sequel to that. And the message is entitled The Bunker Buster Anointing. And so we need to identify what bunkers or strongholds are in our minds so we can have clearer thoughts. But today we need to blow up bunkers, because the enemy, as we found out this morning, is living inside of your thoughts. He can't possess you, but if you don't have the right thought, he can live inside of that thought and direct your actions and your ways and your emotions. And I just really believe God wants to bust that up. So I'm asking him to send a bunker buster anointing. And special thanks to Elder Gardner, who ministered for me on Wednesday night, and he did a phenomenal job. Come on, let's give God praise for that. I spoke about it at 8 o'clock, but I wanted to say it again today. Thank you very much. And I want to deal with the bunker buster anointing. Father, I give you praise and thanks for this moment, and I thank you for the release of passion to minister the word of God with accuracy to the people of God who are ready. And Father, I give you praise. I give you praise for identifying strongholds in our minds and giving us the ability to bust up the stronghold, to dismantle it, and to release it. And Father, I thank you for that empty space being filled, not with demonic activity and vain imaginations. But I'm asking you, Lord, to fill the empty space with more knowledge of you and your word and desire to please you. Father, fill this room with enthusiasm. Make my task bearable. Give me the ability to speak with the tongue of the learned. And I will give you praise and we will give you glory. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. I'm grateful to see so many of you out to the house of the Lord. Stadiums are being packed today. I see people posting on Facebook about their team that lost on yesterday and crying. But I've asked many of you to use your Facebook page to help me spread the gospel. I can't get no help. But teams and memes and reels and stuff that's happening around the world, we're spreading it like wildfire. If we could just do it with the word, we may get an antidote into the second heaven. So if you would like and share on Facebook or Twitter, any tweets that we do or anything on YouTube, use social to spread the gospel. Send the link to somebody. They will be blessed. The message this morning was heavy, and I want you to listen to it. Go back. I don't have time to rehearse it. But we identified strongholds, identify spiritual bunkers in your life or strongholds. And we found out that a stronghold is a place or wall erected within you. Usually it comes from a lie or an issue that happened in your life. And that could be legitimate. A legitimate issue. Something happened to you to cause a wall to be built. And that wall usually houses or protects the enemy of your life, not a friend. In other words, a stronghold is a wall built based on a lie or an injury that occurred in your life. And the one building it is not God, it is Satan himself or his demonic hordes that build a wall up. Nothing can come out and nothing can go in. Everybody is suspect, and you build up these walls. You seem to be protected with the wall because nobody's going to hurt you like they did. And nobody's going to make you feel funny like they did. But what you do is you lock your own life into a prison. No goods and services can come out. No goods and services can come in. And there is no bridge to link you up with other distant lands. There can be no business transactions long term because something is going to happen that triggers why you built the wall and everything is torn down anyway. God told me to identify the strongholds, but to call them bunkers. 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 Citadels. Fortified areas. Forts. Fortresses on the inside of you. Or in your mind. So Satan cannot possess a believer, but he can create strongholds in your mind and direct and even monitor your movement from the inside out. One of the reasons why drones are so powerful and they're used in warfare all around the world right now and is growing, a technology that came out of America. But you're going to see it in the next 15 years growing way beyond what you can imagine. A person can actually take a drone, stand down the road from your house and cause it to lift up and come to your door and can tell and have a camera on it to tell when you leave and when you come in. Could possibly lower it and see things that happen through your windows and dictate your movement. Because it's remote control. This is what the devil is doing. You got a camera in your mind and a drone connecting you with other networks, and he can read everything that's happening in your house. Why? Because you allowed him to build a stronghold in your mind. And because the stronghold is there, from that he can manipulate you. As I said, I need to do a rap song called The Manipulator. M-A-N-I-P-U, later, later, later. Just put a beat with it. M-A-N-I-P-U, later, later, manipulator. And that's what the devil is doing to many of us, manipulating your movements from the inside out. It has nothing to do with God, nothing to do with his purpose, nothing to do with his plan for your life, nothing to do with your destiny, just moments that he controlled, and the walls were built to protect it, and the devil is living on the inside because we gave him a pathway years ago. And God wants it to end now. You can play the blame game all of your life, or you can say, I'm going to take authority over this issue. I'm going to put my right foot forward. I'm going to make sure I do what I need to do so I can get out of this hell hole and become productive in my life. But the devil will not direct my movements any longer. So Peter opened his mouth in the 10th chapter of Acts. But if you look at chapter 8 and chapter 9, God had to deal with Peter and break down strongholds. Yes. Now, this is a man that walked with Jesus for 3.5 years. His first sermon on 3,000 people got saved. His first sermon. Think about that. If you started preaching in your first sermon, 3,000 got saved, who could give you any instruction? First thing you want to do is write a book. This is how you get them saved, doc. Go from church to church preaching about how to get them saved. But he had strongholds in his life. Even though he walked with Jesus, he hadn't been delivered from these strongholds, and he hadn't been set free. Let me help you. He was prejudiced. He was a Jew, and he didn't believe that Gentiles should ever have a right to the tree of life. So if you went to Peter's church and you weren't Jewish, he would tell you before he had an encounter with Jesus, even though he walked with Jesus, he had a stronghold and he was prejudiced. I'm going to say he was racist. If you were of a different nation or color, you couldn't go to his church before Acts chapter 10. Glory to God. And God used him to get people saved, which means you can be a hateful person, still in the house of the Lord, still doing what you need to do and say, I'm good, but not like other people, and let those things hinder you from being all that God wants you to be. Yes, he was filled with the Holy Ghost. Yes, he had power. Power, power, Lord. Power, power, Lord. Holy Ghost power. But didn't have enough power to get rid of hatred. Can pray that God remove mountains, but can't believe God to help you to get over your issues internally. Can preach to others and they run to Jesus, but you sit there and you look at people of different races and you have a blind over your mind because you don't believe they should be able to stand in line and get salvation as well. And the scripture says that he was on the rooftop. Read it. He was on the rooftop. He was hungry and he went to sleep. He went into a trance and he saw a sheet lowered down from the sky. And in the sheet were four-legged beasts. Four-legged beasts. And he heard a voice saying, kill Peter and eat. But something rose up in him. What do you mean, kill and eat? I don't eat that kind of food. That's against the law. We don't eat pork. We don't eat this. We don't eat that. And the Holy Ghost spoke to him. The Father said, whatever I cleanse, whatever I put my blood on, whatever I wash, whatever I sanctify, don't you ever call it unclean. What was God trying to do to the man? He was trying to let him know, I'm about to use you if you get over your stronghold. I'm about to use you to step into a zone where people who you don't like is going to hear the message coming from you, and they're going to bend their knee and they're going to bow their heart to God, and they're going to get saved and be filled with the Holy Ghost. But if you don't get over this, it's going to hinder your message in the next chapter. And if many of you don't get over your issues, If you don't get rid of this stronghold, you won't survive in the next storm. That's how critical this moment is. Glory to God. In the next chapter, Peter opened his mouth, the scripture says in verse 34, and said, because the scripture is clear, while he's preaching, while he's opening his mouth to preach, God didn't wait on him to end his sermon with a hum, I got to leave you now, and then take it to the bridge. While he's preaching, the Holy Ghost fell on them. And they started speaking in tongues. God is not waiting on us. He's ready to do his work right now. Actually, he's been waiting too long. He didn't wait on the man to finish his sermon. While he's preaching, the Holy Ghost fell on the people that he was prejudiced against. Then he said, I see and perceive that God is no respecter of persons. Right there in verse 34, when Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. In other words, he just took me out of myself. I didn't believe he would allow the Spirit to fall on all flesh, even though it was prophesied. Even though he prophesied and said, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel when he preached his first sermon. That tells us just because you know a word don't mean you free yourself. Just because you've been in church all your life doesn't mean you have it all together. And some of us haven't been in church all of our lives, but you've been in long enough to have a different attitude. You've been here long enough to shift in your thinking. The same triggers shouldn't trigger you now. Because you've been sitting under the word for years. Yet the enemy is manipulating our movements. Glory to God. Peter said, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. His first sermon in Acts chapter 2. He looked out there. People were criticizing folk as the Holy Ghost fell. But it fell on Jews. And this is what he said. These men are not drunk as you suppose, seeing that the liquor stores haven't opened up. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel in the last days. This is what he said out of his mouth. God will pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. But he still was prejudiced. It took God to work with him in chapter 9 to get him ready to preach to Gentiles. And now that which he preached would become a reality. And many of us are locked up in the 9th chapter of our lives. And we can't step into chapter 10 because we still have a stronghold from the past that God needs to break so you can step into the movement. Not just the preaching of the word, but the demonstration of power. Glory to God. I want you to know we're going somewhere. I like verse 38. God, no, I got to go back because it's powerful. In every nation that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. He's saying God is actually demonstrating his power to all places, to all peoples. Here at Truth Revealed, I don't care what you did yesterday. There's forgiveness for you today. I don't care if you sold drugs yesterday. God can forgive you today. I don't care what you did last night. God can set you free. The key is, do you want to be free? Some people, if I gave them a key to let the shackles go, they will give me the key back. Because I like being shackled to it. It feels good. When you should be able to take that key, put it in the handcuffs, unlock yourself, and move into your destiny. Don't get used to the stronghold. I like verse 38. Now God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God is releasing a bunker buster anointing, yoke destroying anointing today. And the purpose of this anointing, I believe, is to consecrate and to set us apart for the service that he has in store for us. Some of us have been called to serve the Lord with gladness, not to serve self, but to serve him. Another reason why there's oil on you is because he set you apart. He's about to release authority to you. Can he trust you with his authority? He's about to release his seal of covenant upon your life. He's about to release his seal, the seal of his covenant upon your life. In other words, people will see you. You're going to look the same, but in the spirit, there's a seal on you. His insignia is with you. He's about to write off your past by signing his insignia into your future. Do you accept this honor? Do you accept what God is trying to get to you that will make you different from everybody else? Do you accept the fact that he's about to smear you with oil? Do you accept the fact that he's about to send his messenger to your house? Do you accept the fact that Gabriel himself, the one that stands in the presence of God, is about to visit you to let you know what he's about to do, what God intended to do in your life? Yes. It's an honor for Gabriel to show up to give you a message from God. How do you handle it? How do you handle God's movements? When God selects you from the masses, when God says, I know you are toe up, and I know you've been abused, and I know the enemy doesn't love you, but I still put my hands on you, and I brought you out of darkness. I rescued you, not for you to be to yourself, but I'm about to put a seal in your life. I'm about to let the world know that I selected you. What are you going to do with this honor? Are you going to dishonor the honor that I give you? Or are you going to wear it well and step into your freedom? Can somebody say amen? Oh my God, I feel a bunker buster anointing. Whew. Glory to God. The purpose of this anointing is to consecrate you and to set you apart. To set apart those who are called to serve our God. As a sign of God's authority and a seal of his covenant. It's also a symbol of his love and grace. Let's talk for a moment about bunker buster bombs. Engineers at Boeing have gone to work and developed what they call a bunker buster bomb. I'm not sure if Boeing is the actual author of the bomb or the creator of the bomb, but I know that this information came from Boeing. We know they make planes, but they also make bombs. And America has some of the greatest bombs in the world. Actually, we have the ability along with Russia and China to blow up this earth. We have the technology to rearrange the entire earth. Well, nobody on the earth can survive. That's where we are right now. This is man-made technology. In the last 100 years or 150 years, 125 years, we've grown so much as a nation. Actually, Russia can actually drop bombs in Ukraine that were devastated. But what good is it if we didn't drop bombs on Russia? People are playing games and thinking peace and safety. It doesn't matter who's in the White House in the next 4 years. It's going to be hell in your house. Believe what I say. If the woman is elected, you're going to see a lot of chaos in the earth because half the nation believes she shouldn't get there. They believe lies. If the man gets in the house, he's revengeful by nature. And he will use his powers like you've never seen before. Actually, the Supreme Court just released power to the executive branch. That power that comes to the executive is like nobody else, even though he's not a king. His word, at his word, people will blow up buildings. At his word, schools have to be evacuated because he made some type of claim that people are eating. Haitians are eating up dogs and cats. And so people hear his word and they're calling schools in that same city to, and they're saying, we're going to blow the school up. That's what's happening right now while y'all playing games. You don't understand the power of the executive. And maybe you just want anybody to get there that doesn't have. You see strength when they go off on women, but you got to see, you got to be temperate in all things. When you have power to push codes. And the church is bamboozled because we go after peace and prosperity and safety when we should be going after Jesus. You got a lot of church folk. Oh, I need low taxes. I need low taxes. And if somebody talk about prosperity, we go after it. But the Bible says, what does it profit you to gain? I'm just preaching the word. The whole world, you don't care about your neighbor.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, the Bunker Buster Anointing, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Awaken women, it's time to expect greater and discover the prophetic view of fueling dreams and aspirations. We are going to get real with the hard things in life, whether breaking barriers through empowered communication or finding joy in greater well-being. Come, be inspired, and discover courage for spiritual growth. Your expectations will not be denied because you were made for greater things. Online registration for Expectancy Expect Greater, the 2024 Awaken Women's Conference, is still open. So join us this Friday and Saturday, September 27th and 28th, right here at Truth Revealed. Check out the Truth Revealed mobile app or website for more information. Mark your calendar for Recruiter for the Kingdom, the Ambassadors for Christ Evangelism Training Day, on Saturday, October 5th at 8 a.m. The training is free and designed to equip us with insightful tools to become effective kingdom recruiters as each one reaches one. It will all take place at Truth Revealed. T-shirts and TR tumblers are available for purchase. Check out the Truth Revealed mobile app or the website for more information. Scan the QR code in the foyer to register today.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.